We are ruined by Chinese cheap labor was one of the slogans of the labor unionists in California. And Ross was had given the course of lectures to unions, a course or several, I don't know just how many, urging Chinese Exclusion Act, or a restriction on Chinese immigration. Well, to understand the other side of it, you have to realize what Mrs. Stanford was to Stanford University at that time. I suppose, although I don't know, you have to now forgive me the lapses of memory after all this time, I suppose she actually held the legal title to the former Stanford ranch there, which was originally a place for breeding and training racehorses. But at all events, she was the boss. Whatever she said went, regardless. E.A. Ross was dismissed because he, as I said, held different views from Mrs. Stanford on Chinese cheap labor, as appeared from the letters which I read before I resigned. From Mrs. Stanford to President Jordan, saying that she couldn't have Professor Ross giving these lectures against Chinese labor. The senator, meaning her husband, was very fond of the Chinese and employed them in large numbers in laying the Central Pacific Railroad. And she wanted the president of the university to get rid of him. Well, he was dismissed, but it was it caused a good deal of criticism in a committee of the American Economic Association. The course of that academic year published published a criticism of the dismissal of Professor